Good evening, boys and girls. Welcome to another edition of the Clutched Podcast. My name is Yvette Kikuyu, a.k.a. Amaka, the original, the certified gistmonger. And on this platform, we're all about educating, empowering, and entertaining each other through life's crazy tales. Because guess what? Nobody, absolutely nobody has this shit figured out. Oh my God, guys, I'm lost for words. The response from last week's episode. We are menu. I don't know if Mercury is in retrograde again because the kind of feedback you guys have been giving me, the DM, man. I'm literally not suffering alone. You have just been suffering in silence, eh? You are waiting for me to unleash, to be the trigger that makes you just like give a domino effect and come like for consolation and advice. And the saying misery needs company has a very negative connotation to it. But if misery gets in the right company, it could be the beginning of a beautiful healing. So for everybody who took a moment to literally draw out the triangle, send me their results. And endless lengthy DMs of, how we are all chopping character development in the name of relationships. I'm sorry, some of your own. I'm not going to lie. They were making me feel good about myself because, man, like I said, the streets are cold AF. Anyway, I have been contemplating, debating, trying to see what can I discuss or talk about this week that would be able to match up to the experience of last week's episode. And it started giving me anxiety because, you know, you're like now, oh my God, I'm already on this great streak where the engagement is great. My viewership is growing. Everybody's listening to the podcast from start to finish, which is a metric that I have been taking for granted, but I just want to take a moment to express my attitude of gratitude and say thank you, thank you, thank you. Depending on which platform you're listening on, like we cannot be doing a high volume of streams every week and the subscription base is not growing. So I would like to implore you and urge you, please help my markets. On the platform or the DSP you're using, be it Anchor, be it CastBox, be it Apple Podcasts, be it Spotify, please just follow the Clutched Podcast. Just click on the follow button. And if you would be so kind to just take a moment of your time as we're jumping into the intro right now and just leave us a review. It really elevates our visibility across all the platforms and helps us grow our community. And it would mean a lot to me. So do something good today. It's a Sunday. You will not die, I beg. It's just your fingers I'm asking for. That's it. Thank you. See you after the beat.
Hi. Welcome to Auntie Kiko's podcast. Enjoy!
Welcome back. So, where do I start? We are still inside the Heartbreak Hotel, but we are not where we were last week. We have progressed. You know, last week we were in a suite. Today we are in the penthouse, meaning we are elevating. We're headed in the right direction. The next thing, we're just going to check out because I beg. No situation is permanent and we cannot just keep ruminating and languishing in the same thing. We move regardless. Life has to go on regardless of how dire the situation is. So this week, I've decided to go on a self-help binge because I realized in the past when I went through my breakups, my reactions were very driven by action. Like I would shop, you know, buy new clothes because I want to like work on my image. Like I would focus so much on the outward while the inward was suffering. This breakup, which is not really a breakup, is just, it is what it is. I don't even want to give it that title. It is not deserving of that title. I've decided to look more inward and been watching a lot of videos on TED Talks. There's an app that I have through my company called 5 Minutes, which you just subscribe to different topics. And every day at a designated time, you set an alarm. It sends you like a push notification on your phone with a video relevant to the topics you've selected. And all it takes is 5 minutes of your time. So it's just that constant mental push to know that, okay, grow through what you're going through, and so far so good. So I'm calling this episode, post-breakup recovery. And this is not going to be a long podcast. I just want to keep it short and sweet and encourage everyone who DM'd me that we will be okay. We shall rise like the phoenix we are, okay? I don't know if there's a plural for phoenix, so yeah, we'll stick with phoenix. Is it phoenixes? No, I don't think so. Anyway, I beg, English came by boats to Africa, so please don't come and persecute me. But if there's a plural, you can let me know in the DM or the comment section of the podcast. So basically, the first step of healing is I unfollowed a lot of these pages that have a lot of romance, mashy-mashy stuff, the Bella Niger weddings, the Ashoebi Bella, all those things that just remind you of what you don't have in your life. Right about now, that's not the kind of energy I'm subscribing to. So be gone. And I replaced all of that with a lot of profound, wise, deep quotes, psychological, therapeutic, a lot of yoga, diet stuff, because, you know, not only do you need to feed your mind, also what goes into your body will impact how your healing goes. And I stumble upon a few quotes that have been able to give me vim and energy to navigate these murky waters of a breakup. And I said, you know what? Based on the feedback from the Just Mongers last week, I know there's an army of us going through this. So this week, I'm just going to share almost 10 quotes that have helped me navigate my first week of chopping breakfast and have made me a bigger, better, stronger person. So here goes nothing or something if you think. So quote number one is, pain is a mandatory part of life, but suffering is a choice. Where is the offering box? Because this quote hit me hard. What I understood from this quote is that pain is an element that is part and parcel of life. However, once you've identified that pain, and you know that this is the cocoa of the matter, this is where all my frustration is coming from, this is where in the moment it feels good, but when I leave it feels worse. I feel wasted. I feel useless. I feel like I've sacrificed so much of my being to attain something that only gave me a high that didn't last as long as I expected. That is the suffering part. So you continuously choosing to revolve in that cycle of toxicity, revolve in that negativity, setting up traps to try and get this person to give you attention, simping, pick-me-itis, that is the suffering. And each time you do that, you're just breaking a piece of you and rebuilding yourself back up, especially when your third eye and your inner conscience is telling you you should stop, because trust me, yin and yang will fight. And that inner conscience, that inner voice, that female intuition will always tell you, but you'll be there like, kwane konene, let's do this. Like, will we die? Did the other people die? You have to fight for the love you want. You keep now validating all your thoughts with all these toxic things. And trust me, there's a quote to validate every feeling that you have. So you also have to be very careful with what you're consuming. And then you end up hating yourself after. Do you guys get my drift? So accepting that pain is a necessary part of life, but suffering is a choice. And you're the only one who can end that suffering. Nobody can come and end it for you. Nobody can come and tell you, pause, stop, what are you doing? You are the one who has to call yourself for that meeting and say, my dear, before this gets worse, let me just take cuckoo the small dignity that I have left and move. And it doesn't make me less of a human being. I'm all about taking my L's and making them into lessons. So, oh yeah. Let's step out and move in style. Number two is, you cannot plan to avoid a certain magnitude of pain. You can only experience it and go through it. The difference of what makes pain worth it is it either wisens you or it wounds you. I don't know if I've reached that wise stage yet, but I believe like speaking my feelings, being vocal about what I'm going through, allows me to hear my thoughts. And sometimes, like, I'll tell you guys, for example, I never listen to the podcast. Like, once I complete editing and I host it on Anchor, that's the DSP I use, I never listen to it. I just track the numbers from the app to see how many people are listening, which countries are engaged, the gender breakdown, and all that stuff. But I never really listen to the podcast. However, this week, in the company of my good friend, Olive, she was like, you have to fight this fear. You have to listen to yourself. And it was such a beautiful feeling because I was like, wow. I have never listened to my thoughts out loud. And this is me sharing them with the whole world without listening to them myself. So there's power in speaking it out. And sometimes if you're the kind of person who is scared of looking embarrassed or you're scared of people's opinions, just talk to yourself. It's not madness. It's actually a great coping mechanism. Or better yet, journal your feelings. Like, this is one thing that I started when I lost my mom in 2014. And I joined a support group here in Dubai called Motherless Daughters. Shout out to Lighthouse, amazing therapy center. They host this Motherless Daughters group every Monday, if I'm not wrong, between 6 and 8 p.m. You would need to call the center, register, and then they would put you into like an email rotation where you would be alerted whenever they have the sessions. And that is where I discovered the power of journaling my feelings, like just writing what I'm feeling. And it was such a beautiful revelation when now I still have access to all those notebooks. And I read some of the stuff that I used to write back then and how I was in such a dark place. Some of those pages are even blurry because as I was writing, I was crying and stuff like that. And to be able to read them now and to see that they don't hold that same power that they had back then in itself is a great symbolic reference of growth. So if you're the kind of person who can't talk to people or you're scared to talk to yourself because that makes you look insane, I would highly recommend journaling. And remember that your pain can either translate into wounds or wisdom. So thinking that, oh my God, I'm never going to date again. I hate men. I do this. I do that. My dear, do not lie to yourself. I already told you last week. Your body will betray you because the needs of the heart and the needs of the body, very, very rarely do they align and they're on the same page. So instead of trying to deny and hide behind stonewalling yourself from accepting that this is my contribution to this fuck up, this is how it has made me feel. Moving forward, this is what I've learned about myself, and this is what I am going to avoid in the future. No man is an island. Everybody loves to be loved, so don't lie to yourself. Okay? Wisen up, don't wound up. Quote number three. Quote number three is very simple. Life is a series of constant pain. Avoiding pain is painful itself. You see? It's like you're repeating that cycle. It's like you're comfortable in just anticipating. Like, for example, I'll give you a classic example. So with the ghoster, there's a situation where I think in a week or two, there's going to be a gathering. I don't know what it's going to be, but we've been invited somewhere. And I might have to see him. Now, I enjoy the vibes of hanging out with his squad and his people, and we have some mutual friends as well. And I have this constant pain in my heart. I'm like, oh my God, how will I act when I see him, considering that I haven't seen him since the whole ghostation? And I'm so scared. But at the same time, I'm like, if I don't go, then I'm going to have the pain of FOMO. And I'm going to have to live through watching people's stories and saying, oh damn, I should have been there. I should have done this. I should have done that. So it's just a question of picking your pain, and there's no way you can avoid the pain. And speaking of life being a constant series of pain, is think about it. From the day you are born, you grow up. You go to school, you have to fight for your grades. You fight for your grades, you graduate from primary, you go into secondary. You whine about the school that you want to go to. You don't get selected. Maybe you go to a junior academy than you actually anticipated because your results didn't warrant you getting into a better school. Then after that, you're going to university. University, you have to anticipate about looking for a job. After looking for a job, you have to look for a partner. Like, life is just a series of constant pain. The sooner you accept that pain is a part of life, the better you are at liberating yourself and dealing with this pain. You cannot avoid pain. It's impossible. And avoiding pain in itself, you thinking about how I'm going to avoid this pain or how I'm going to deal with it then, already is just dampening your mood now. So no, why focus on those things that you cannot control? Just be moving. Move forward, pray for the best, plan for the worst. I think that's one mantra that definitely helps me stay sane. And focus on the things that you can control and not the things that you cannot. AUC over ABC. Areas under your control are the only things that you can handle. Areas beyond your control, whether it leads into a traumatic end and things go against your grain, you will burn or blow up that bridge when you get to it. But thinking and anticipating about it now before it happens does not mean that the pain becomes less. In fact, you're just suffering twice. So girl, pick your pain. Rejection is redirection. Move on. Life goes on. Thank God we do not have to repeat the same day twice in this life. Oh my God, this quote spoke to me deeply. Because if I think of myself right now, so last week was when the heartbreak was completely fresh. And I remember day one, I literally just moped. I sat in darkness. I was listening to all the R&B songs, hating myself, lamenting and stuff. But if I look at myself today versus where I was on day one, I'm a completely different human being. It doesn't mean that the pain is not there. And there have been instances where I feel like, oh my God, I haven't thought about him for the last 6 hours. Is this me finally healing? And then one small thing, like someone will just pass me and they smell like him and I'm like, everything comes back crashing. So you also have to understand that pain is not linear. There will be ups and downs. There will be moments where you can control your thoughts and feelings, and there are moments where you will have to succumb to your thoughts and feelings. But with every day, you have to be intentional about analyzing your progress. And sometimes your progress will be regressive. There are days where you just want to sit down and go through your entire chat from the day you guys met. And I suggest that is the day that you archive and clean that chat, because repeating it will not benefit you. And there will be days where you wake up and you listen to gangster rap and Future is speaking to you and you're like, yes, we move. We're not going to sit and stay still in the same position. There's life ahead beyond this bullshit. So all that is necessary for healing. Balance, baby. So keep it moving. Next quote is, comparison is the thief of joy. When pain hits you hard, look inward and not outward. I think of my emotional sanity based on three things, and that is actually the mantra of this podcast. It's broken down into the head, the heart, and the hand. Your thoughts are the head, your feelings are the heart, and your actions are the hand, what you do. Most cases, as human beings, we focus on the actions, which is very outward. You're trying to paint this perfect picture that you're moving on, but deep down, you know, you're dying with every second that passes by. This time, I've decided, fuck the actions. I'm just going to take a moment and be still and focus on healing my mind and healing my heart. As a result, some of the steps that I've taken is... During this depth of pain, when you're deep in the dumps, that's when your Instagram algorithm is going to betray you. Every second scroll, Ashwebi Bella, wedding, you scroll 2 times more. Oh, one girl that you probably even thought no man will ever look at her ever in this life is pregnant with twins. You're now sitting there, you're like, Yvette, me even ordinary sperm donor I do not have. Time is also moving. We are clocking 35 this year. Hey, you're going to be the 42-year-old in the playground with a 2-year-old saying, Jimmy, pass the ball. And it's okay. You will deal with that consequence when you get there. But it's also just understanding that how is this present scenario impacting my healing and my mental well-being? So for me, one thing that has definitely helped me, as I mentioned earlier on, is delete all the messages. Do not go and keep revising them. Those words will not change. You will not find better, deeper meaning. In fact, you will just confuse yourself further, and that is retarded progress. You're not allowing yourself to grow in your healing. Archive, delete, and block as soon as immediately. Done. And then also just being able to understand that, yes, I love watching Bella Niger weddings. I love looking at brides on Ashwebi Bella. I love reading romantic love stories online and seeing all those beautiful photo shoots that people do. But in this moment, is it serving the purpose of what I actually need to get over the hump of what I'm feeling right now? No, absolutely not. Impossicant. So what I've then done is, I put a list, I created a notes on my phone, and I said, these are the pages that I've blocked for now because their energy is just slightly confusing and not helping me in any way. And then I replaced that with more of like gratitude journaling and also just like a kind of like all these spiritual pages from yogis, from psychiatrists. There's this particular page called The Third Eye that I absolutely love. They just have very deep inspirational quotes. And there'd also be this thought-provoking people who you follow who have interesting memes that allow you to laugh at your own mistakes and just realize like, so clearly if this is a meme and people are reacting and commenting to it, I cannot be the only one who's going through it. So whatever I'm feeling is absolutely normal. And just feed your soul with what it needs, not what it wants. That's basically what I'm trying to say. Okay? The next one is respect the person for who they are and not what you want them to be. Amaka Bob the Builder. You now think that in these 2 months you've known this man, you can undo all the 39 years of their existence. Like whatever they have been doing before you was absolutely wrong. And you're the one who is going to constantly suffocate him and show him love and affection and is going to change and become the Superman that you're longing for. Scratch that. Lies, lies, lies. See them for who they are. The actions that they're taking every day, if they've ghosted you, that silence should be a message in its own. Because what a man wants, a man will chase. And that is on period. So if he's not putting in any effort to get to you, then why do you care? Why are you trying to be in his face all the time, thinking that that is what is going to change his mind and he will not forget about you? Who is losing at the end, right? It's a two-way street. And if you're the one who's constantly just running up and down on that street, you're on your own. You're dating yourself. So better to alienate yourself from that situation and just accept that, okay, fine, it is what it is. And it hurts and it sucks right now in this moment. But what is meant to be for me will never miss my doorstep. And in the same spirit, sometimes you could be the complete package, a 10 out of 10, but you're just constantly knocking on the wrong address. So I don't know what you're expecting when that person opens the door. Will they even know what to do with you? Do you understand? So move to the next door and try and knock another door and see. Probably that's where your luck lies. But repeating the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is the definition of stupidity and insanity. Don't be that girl, honey. It's not worth it. Next one is, elevation requires separation. Time and distance are a necessary component of healing. There's only one way to say this one, or I don't even have a long story for this matter. It's very simple. When you're entertaining the same clown that hurt you, you become a part of that circus. The only way to get over it is to get out and cut it off. There's a reason why there's a block button on all platforms. Silence is the loudest message that you can ever send. And what you do not know will not hurt you. I have been that girl who has, for the sake of the peace, tried to negate my feelings and say, oh, I, you know what? I think exes can become friends after they break up, blah, blah, blah. You really don't have to go the other side and block him and be negative. Blah, 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 blah. Bull freaking shit. Cut it off. You are your own priority. You're only responsible for one person's happiness in this life, and that is your own. Happiness is an inside job. You can never outsource that responsibility. So in that very moment, trying to see him all the time will resuscitate and keep that and keep growing that pain that you're feeling. There'll be days where you can think, today I'm nonchalant. But at some given point, he will do something. He will post a hand of a babe somewhere holding him where you used to like to hold him, and that will take you back to square one. Why? If you did not know, it would have not hurt you. So just cut it off. Blocker, 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 and keep moving. And you know the beauty about this thing is, Nobody knows tomorrow. I've been in situations where the relationship ended badly, completely toxic, and words were said that can never be undone. But then time is also a beautiful healer, and we grew and we evolved, and years later things happened and we just ended up talking, and we realized that the pain of what we went through in the past did not affect or impact us, and we were able to have a cordial relationship. But we would have never gotten to this realization if we did not mind the gap, if we did not consciously agree that I am blocking you, I do not need to see you. If we did not go through that rough patch, then we would have never led to this happy ending. But you cannot plan for that happy ending. You cannot say, oh, I'm just going to let it linger. I'm going to follow him on TikTok. You know, he's not actually very active, so I'm not going to see him there a lot. He doesn't post a lot, but let me just follow him so that he doesn't think that I'm sour or I'm sad or I'm bitter. Be bitter, I beg. Heartbreaks were not meant to be happy. Heartbreaks are supposed to be what they are, heart freaking breaks. So stop trying to simp your emotions. Stop trying to cover your own well-being at the expense of trying to keep something lingering or something existing that is already dead. It is not worth it. Time tells the best tales. Do not plan for the future. It is not guaranteed. Identify those solid requirements and needs that you have right now that will work towards you becoming a bigger and better person, and do them, regardless of how drastic, how painful, how inhumane they might look to someone else. But if that is what you need for your own personal well-being, then you owe nobody accountability than yourself. Be selfish. Like, I don't know why the term selfish is looked at as such a bad thing, but sometimes you have to do what you have to do for your own well-being, because like I said previously, nobody's coming to save you. So save yourself and choose yourself today. I've said a lot. The next one was, just because you're going through the same pain does not mean you build immunity towards it. Each pain hits different. Each pain is unique. We'll all go through a series of heartbreaks, and heartbreaks comes in different shapes and forms. And sometimes one heartbreak can trigger another heartbreak that you probably have not dealt with in the past. There's this quote that kind of aligns with this one, and it says that you will keep repeating the same mistake over and over again until you learn the lesson from it. And with each repetition, it doesn't mean that the pain is the same. It's a completely unique and different pain. Because if it's not the same, even if it's the same person causing it, imagine if he breaks your heart now and then you're like, okay, fine, blah, 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 we talked about it. And you still know that those red flags are flying high and you go back for round two. And then he hurts you again. That hurt will hurt even more because it is now riding on the baseline of the previous hurt. So it is the same partner. It is the same situation. But it's a whole different kind of pain. So don't think that now because you've survived this heartbreak, the next one you would be better and stronger. My friend, it's all slaps different. And the sooner you accept that, the better. And you keep it moving. One that has definitely helped me get through this week is, interrupt your anxiety and pain with gratitude. Shout out to my friend Monday. Kirsty, what's up? How you doing, baby girl? She has the most random TikTok. She has a dark sense of humor and I love it. And there's this particular, like, say, segment of TikTok, which is like people making fun of their disabilities. And sometimes you feel so guilty for laughing. But at the same time, it's like, if this person can be able to use humor to mask the pain that they're going through with their disability, or they're living in ability irrespective of their disability, who am I? Who am I to just feel like my life has fallen apart just because of chopping one breakfast? Excuse me. Interrupt your anxiety with gratitude. And sometimes gratitude can be in the smallest things. And it's weird, gratitude also radiates outside. Like, there are days where I'd wake up, I'm like, today I don't feel like doing my makeup. Then I start, I'm like, okay, let me just do eyebrows. Then I'm like, eyebrows, let me just do a little bit of foundation. And you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, wow, Yvette, you look amazing. You're beautiful. Your most striking feature on your face is your eyes. That lipstick is popping today. Your skin is glowing. That self-talk. You just get someone say, oh my God, I love how you've done your eyeliner. It's amazing. What product do you use? You realize that that inward confidence you've given out is now even radiating outside, and when you get the validation in terms of compliments from other people, you feel good about yourself. So make sure you have a gratitude list every day. My gratitude list sometimes is the most mundane things. I'm like, I thank God for my 10 fingers. I thank God for my 10 toes. I thank God that I've survived another day post-pandemic in this corona season and monkeypox. I thank God that today I ate what I wanted and what I craved and not just what I could afford for sustenance. I thank God that I've been able to laugh today. I thank God that I have a home to go to. I thank God that I am living my best life at the moment, even though it doesn't seem so. Like, this is the life that I'm living right now was once a prayer point for me. So please interrupt your anxiety with gratitude. And it doesn't have to be big, majestic things. Gratitude is in the smallest things. Trust me, even just waking up in the morning and you can breathe and you can smell, down to even just being able to take a shit in the morning. Have you ever been bloated, my friend? It's not a beautiful feeling. Take a moment and be thankful for those small blessings that seem that they're ordinary and routine, because when they are not, you realize the power and the magnitude that they have upon your life. Last but not least is that anytime you get caught up in your feelings, right? Any freaking time you get caught up in your feelings, I want you to ask yourself these two questions. Number one, is what you are not letting go of worth the space it is occupying? Okay, fine. I like this guy. This guy does not like me. Or maybe he likes me, but he's not intentional about me. I can force issues. I can simp. I can do the most to be in his face and all that. But the gratification and validation that I get, is it worth it? The effort that I am putting into trying to sustain and build this relationship, are the results of equal measure, right? That is question number one. I'll repeat this question again so that it can just enter through your ears and travel through your eyes into your mind. Is what you are not letting go of what the space it's occupying? Okay. In the same breath, you can ask yourself another question in line with this, which says, if what you are not letting go of would disappear, what would you use to fill that space? Shall I repeat that again? If what you are not letting go of would disappear, poof, gone. His contract in Dubai after 6 months, he's taken a flight, he did not even say goodbye. He's gone back to Antarctica. What would you then do to fill up that void that person has left? I still haven't answered question number two, I'll be very honest, but I think the fact that this is week two and I'm being consistent on the podcast is evidence enough that that experience has made me a better person by allowing me to be vulnerable and share my journey with other people and resonating with people that I don't know but are probably going through the same thing from an honest and open perspective. And I love that. Like, last week was our second most engaged episode. And to be honest, when I was recording it, I was just ranting. There was a bit of structure, there was a bit of flow, but that was just one podcast where I said, I will say everything that comes to my mind. Like the editing, there were so many things that I wanted to cut off, but I was like, let it be. Like, let me just throw caution to the wind and put it out there and see how the world would respond. And the fact that there was acceptance, there was love, there was camaraderie, there was other people coming and saying, I really needed to hear this. You've given me structure, you've given me perspective. A lot of what I'm going through is making sense right now. Just basically showed me that, whoa, pain actually is a beautiful thing. Like, we don't always have to look at it from a negative perspective. So think about those two questions and ask yourself in depth this evening, this night, Number one, okay, letting go of this person. Is he worth the space he's occupying in your life? And if he was not in your life, what would you be doing with that time to make yourself a better person? Then do the pros and cons, calculate the opportunity cost, and make your choices, okay? Last but not least, as we conclude this podcast, today is not going to be a long thing. The road to recovery needs you to feed your mind, your heart, and your actions. Don't focus too much on band-aid solutions. Take the time you need to relax, to reflect, and to rebuild. That is the only way you can heal. Sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm going through a heartbreak. I'm going to call my girls. We're going to go to the club. We're going to get drunk, blah, blah, blah. Then you wake up with a hangover and you're crying harder than you were the previous night before you did that. And then you're looking at your bank balance and how much you spent on alcohol that you're going to urinate. And you're just like, the regret is now even killing you times two. Take your time to feel your feelings. I feel like this is one common theme that always emerges in this podcast each and every week, but I'm going to keep saying it like it's the gospel because I know it is. Time is a beautiful healer. Give time some time. Give time some time. It gets better, but only if you make the intentional effort to work on it, to analyze your progress, and to evaluate how far you've come. Do not spiral down, spiral up. It's harder to fight against gravity, but it is not impossible. And the more you keep channeling and doing this daily routine exercises in repetition, you wake up one day and you realize, wow, I am actually a better human being than I was when all this started, like 2190. They say it takes 21 days to create a habit. So imagine if you're constantly doing all this work towards your healing each and every day, you will trick your brain and one day you will just wake up and realize, poop, your brain has archived that pain. It is now a memory far hidden in your medulla oblongata and it does not have the same impact it had on you. So pain is a necessary evil of life. Pain is mandatory, but suffering is a choice. Pick your pain. And remember that you cannot outsource your happiness. I don't have a long thing to tell you today, but just to keep urging you to make the necessary steps in the right direction, choose yourself, and feel your feelings. You will be fine, my friend. Don't worry. You will be all right. You know, all these things must happen. And by the time you're dealing with this one, you finish with it, another pain would have resurfaced. So please, just be strong. Focus on working on yourself, and hopefully next week I'll come with much bigger, better content. Today I'm just in my feelings, as you guys can see. I am sure you can tell from my tone of voice, but I'm okay. I'm much better than where I was last week. I think last week I was deep in denial and I was angry, but now I finally hit acceptance. It's a slow, gradual process. I think I still dilly-dally from anger and acceptance. But all in all, knowing where I am is the first step of realizing how far I've come. And I cannot wait to get to the other side and see what it holds. Well, I guess that's all for today. We're going to keep it short and sweet. I don't want to chop all your bundles or increase your internet consumption. But today I just thought that based on the feedback we got last week from our podcast, there's a lot of people who might just need hand-holding and uplifting and probably reassurance that if this is the trajectory you're on right now, you're in the right direction. So no long tin. Until I come your way next week, stay true, stay you. You know why? Because everybody else is taken. Be blessed and have a fabulous week ahead. Goodbye. Mwah.